Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Butcher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Riba. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Riba. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gutteridge picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gutteridge. Finney moves to third. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns bunts for an out with unknown description. Gutteridge moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doerr. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Doerr steals second. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher bunts for an out with unknown description. Doerr moves to third. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doerr scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Browns won. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Browns won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney moves to third. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field. Moore picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Moore. Finney scores. Metkovich goes all the way around to score. Fox moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 0-for-0 in the game. Butcher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Newsom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge strikes out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba is 0-for-1 in the game. Riba hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Fox steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Butcher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Newsom bunts for an out with unknown description. Wagner moves to second. One out. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba is 0-for-2 in the game. Riba hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovic who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive towards third. Christman catches it and throws to first to double up Metkovich. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Chartak pinch hits for Red Hayworth. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Christman moves to second. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Jack Kramer. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Christman scores. Chartak goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Frank Barrett now pitching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards third. Butcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Mancuso now catching. George Caster now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Butcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butcher moves to third. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to home. Mancuso drops the ball. Butcher scores. Wagner moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Frank Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Burns, who is chasing the ball. Finney reaches third base with a triple. Wagner scores. Newsom goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Sam Zaldak now pitching. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butcher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.